Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you. God is good and worthy to praise. God is good and worthy to praise. I love him with everything in me, and I praise his holy name. You know, every once in a while, the Lord will send the word. He will send a word that makes a difference in the lives of those who hear it. And today I want to share with you such a word that was delivered, ministered by my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, on this past Sunday at church. And it's about 37 minutes. So if you are looking for a word from the Lord, this is your word. Everyone in the church on Sunday received this word with gladness. So without further ado, and I know I'm not supposed to say that, my Toastmaster friends would literally kill me for that, but without any further delay, I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to go right into this word, be blessed of the Lord. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Father, I give this time to you, and I ask, Father God, that you bless every person, that hears the word that is going to be played in their hearing, the word that was preached by your manservant, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Lord, let them hear, Father God, what it is that you have to say to them for this season in your life. And let everyone, Father God, that receives this word, receive the blessing that is attached to it. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. And I'll be right back after the program. After this word, I will be back. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah.
The book of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. 1 Corinthians, that first chapter, beginning at verse 18, concluding at verse 29. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at verse 18. Are we there, church?
Yes.
1 Corinthians, I'm going to give you time to find it if you don't have it. Say, hold up, Pastor.
Thank you.
1 Corinthians, amen. The first chapter beginning at verse 18. And it reads, for the preaching, I'm reading from the King James Version, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Someone say foolishness.
Foolishness.
But until them, which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, sistren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak, my God, things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And bathed things of the world and things which are despised, hath God chosen? Yea. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Verse 29. that no flesh should glory in his presence.
My God.
My God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to stand, Father God, behind your sacred desk. Lord, move me out of your way and give us a word, Father God, that will change our lives. Father God, speak to me and speak through me in these moments. I thank you that you make preaching easy. I thank you, Father God, that you have been moving all service long already. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the praise reports. Lord, thank you for every ounce of blessing that you have given us in the earth. Now, Father God, rebuke the hand of the enemy that may try to snatch this word. Rebuke every, Father God, demonic attack against your people. And we shall ever so carefully give your name all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If I was to have a title for this message, it would be, Don't Be Fooled. Don't be fooled. We serve an awesome God, church.
Yes, we do.
And one of the things that I found out early about God is that he will never give you something to do that you can do in your own power and your own strength. God operates and works in the miraculous. God does not allow himself to be belittled in any way. In our culture, in our society, in our world, it seems as though some people have it all together. If you were to look at the outward appearance, if you were to try to look at one's life, it would seem from outwardly that some people have it all together. It would appear that they have a certain degree of success and they have a certain degree of happiness. But if the truth was to be told, inwardly sometimes, there is a storm that is raging. And there is unease and there is unrest. There is no peace sometimes, but outwardly they look real good. Paul, let me just set it up right here. Paul writes to the church at Corinth. That's why we read that 13th chapter. Without love, we are nothing.
Yeah.
Without love, you can have prophecy, and they shall fail.
Yeah.
You can speak in other tongues, and they will cease.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible reminds us, when I was a child, I spake, I talked, I behaved, I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man or woman, I put away the childish things.
Amen.
Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and you must understand, in this day, the church at Corinth had it going on. Commercially, business was good. It was a capitalistic society. All was well. People were wealthy. And even in the churches, they had money. They had a multitude of resources. And Paul writes to them because some had worked their way into the church at Corinth and did some things that was ungodly. There was things like prostitution. There was things like immoral living. There was the exploitation of those who were weak. So Paul writes in his first chapter at Corinth, God is the one that takes those weak things. My God. Paul writes to them and say, where were you before God found you?
My God.
Where were you before God tapped you on your shoulder and said, daughter, that's enough? Where were you when God found you and said, now I want you to serve me all the days of your life? Now I want you to believe in the foolish things.
My God, my God, my God.
We preach Christ crucified, which are foolish to some. Oh, some can't comprehend the virgin birth. They can't believe that a man could be the son of the invisible God that walked this planet. They can't believe in angelic beings and demons and the devil. They can't believe in the invisible.
My God.
They can't believe that Jesus walked on water and that he healed the blind eyes and he opened deaf ears. They can't believe that the crippled people got their legs back. They can't believe those who were in poverty, those who had lost their minds, was made back in their right mind. Who no one could contain. They could not believe in the miraculous work of Jesus.
My God, my God.
Paul says that it is foolish. It is foolish to some of you why you come to that little old church in Elizabeth. It is foolish for you to believe in a tithe and an offering. It is foolish when you believe that God is going to turn your marriages around. It's foolish for you to believe that your son
Hallelujah.
It's foolish for you to believe in that church stuff. So many people have given up on God's church. And how could, oh, God, help me right now. How could so many people,
Jesus,
you don't know how you bless us today, Sister McCray. Oh, Pastor, we hear it all the time. Pastor, I love you, but I'm not coming back.
Jesus.
What kind of nonsense is that? Show me love.
Jesus.
Oh, you got to show me love. Because so many people were being led astray.
Jesus.
So many people were being led astray. They had those people coming in trying to undo the preaching that God had set forth to the church at Corinth.
Right.
So many people. That's why we said in that Proverbs 14th chapter, God reminds us, women of God, mothers, that it is in your power. You can tear down your home with your own hands. But the scripture insinuates that as a woman of God, as the overseer, as the mother, as the one standing on the wall for your family, you have the power to build that family up. Children.
Yes.
It says a foolish woman tears her house down, but a wise woman builds her house up.
Yes.
Sometimes the yelling is not effective. Begin to speak to their soul.
That's right.
Begin to speak to their spirit.
Yes.
Speak to their conscience. God has given you gifts in your hand.
Yes.
You have so much might. You have so much ability. Stroke that man's ego. Allow those children to admonish you in the things of God, the wisdom of God that he's given you. God has given you wisdom. I know they get on your last nerve. I know it looks bleak how much the bills are. I know, but Paul reminds us to believe in a foolish thing.
My God.
Believe in a foolish thing when the church is empty, when you praise me, when you don't see the multitude, when you believe in a foolish thing. When you believe in a foolish thing, or when you're following the multitude into a pit. Believe in a foolish thing. Paul writes to this church at Corinth. That's why, church of God, you got to not look at where you are today, but look at where you're going.
Amen.
God delights in turning nobody into somebody.
Wow.
God delights in turning nobody into somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
God is saying, in my first point, if you have not recognized this foolishness, it is foolishness to believe that God will not honor his word. He will not renege on his word. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he a man that he shall not fulfill what he has called in the earth to do. God is saying, when we believe in the foolish things, and sometimes we give testimony, sometimes we talk about the goodness of Jesus, and sometimes we talk about the healings, as we heard the testimonies today of the goodness of Jesus, and so many people can't get on board with the word of God, the things of this world. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and God is reminding us today, I need you to believe in the foolish things.
My God. My God.
I need you to believe in those things that don't make sense.
My
That's
God.
Why you can't be foolish and keep going back to a man or a brother that don't appreciate you. You can't be fooled and keep going to abuse. You can't be foolish and keep going back to abuse and mess and allowing people to mess you up or mess you over. God is saying to us, I've given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
I heard a preacher say last week that sin will always take you where you don't want to go. You'll pay a price that you're not willing to pay.
Yeah.
You'll suffer more than you're willing to suffer. It will take you places that you don't want to go. God is saying today, even as people are struggling and fighting for their lives, and God is sending some people this way, even this week, God had to deal with me in my spirit. I'm building a ministry. I don't need your help.
My God.
To have faith.
Right.
God dealt with me this week. God dealt with me this week, even in my marriage. You hear that term that the man being in a doghouse. Sometimes that husband is in a doghouse. I was in a doghouse, mother. I was in the cat house, and I was in a house this week. But God,
bless
God dealt with me.
Bless him, Lord.
God dealt with me, and God showed me some things about myself. How many of you know God will show you you?
Yes, he did.
God has that great ability to show you your ugliness.
Yeah.
You think you're all bad.
Come on,
God life so grand after all. You appear to others to have it all together. Yes, you conquered some devils. Yes, you mastered some demons. Yes, you made some progress in life. But I'm still working on you. I'm still perfecting you. And I'm still molding you. There's still work to do. There's still things I have for you to come into. God is saying, I ain't done with you yet, daughter. I'm not done with you yet, son. Hang on. Hold on. God is saying there are many imitators that have gone into the world. And we look at their lives and they try to influence us as believers, but God is saying, I need you to believe in the foolish things. That's why we don't have time for nonsense. People, we preach, sometimes we preach in here, don't put drugs in your body, and don't sleep around, and don't drink that alcohol because you're destroying the temple. Give your money. God has a plan for you. Plan, prepare, then you prosper. Write down your goals. Write down your dreams. Have a strategy, for God's sake. So many people live life impulsively. Live life spontaneously. So many people. God is saying to us, church, today, when you believe in the foolish things, I can work with you. When you believe that I'm a God, I'll give you holy help. I promise you, I'll send you the comforter. I'll send you the thing that will show you truth and nothing but the truth. The comforter will lead you into all truth. As prophetess declared a word on Wednesday night, you got to press. You got to press through some stuff. It's no secret why Paul writes to the church of Corinth trying to forewarn them. That's what the pastor's job is, to get an elevated view of what the world is doing. God is saying to you today, I've given you an eagle-eyed view. You can see your situation a little more clearly. Don't you see the attack of the enemy? Don't you see where he's trying to hit you at the hardest? Don't you see the enemy's trying to break you?
My God.
Because I have a plan for your life. Don't you see? Can't you discern? Just like Jesus with his disciples, he got a little short with them. Because they stopped believing in the foolish things, kept coming back to the natural thing.
My God.
The natural way of thinking, the natural way of reasoning, the natural way of logic. But God is saying, I need you to believe in those foolish things.
Glory.
Paul believed until the very end. That's why he wrote. That's why he wrote in 2 Timothy, that fourth chapter, at the end of his life, I have run the race. I have kept the race. I have run my course. Now I'm being poured up like a drink offering. But laid up for me is a reward in heaven. You need to understand. You got to keep sowing seed. You got to keep coming. You got to keep giving.
Help us, God.
How can somebody be a Christian and not love God, church?
My God.
Yes, the church is messed up. Yes, we have so many holes and so many things wrong with God's church. But just like our own family, some of our families are still messed up. Can we tell the truth up in here? Tell our family. Our natural biological families still messed up. But we don't disown them. We still love them. In spite of drinking, in spite of the abuse, in spite of being disobedient, we still love on our family. So it is with the word of God. This is your church family. How could you walk away from God and his church?
My God
is saying, give my church, if my church fails, all else will fail. Let the will be done in heaven as it is on earth. That's why I love the fact that prophets brings a true worship, a true spirit of worship sometimes into the service. As we see sometimes God removing this one and removing that one. He lets nothing stand in his glory. No flesh shall stand in his glory. He has the humble path in our continuum. At work behind the scenes. You must believe in the invisible. You must believe that I'm at work. You must believe that I'm anointing you. I'm building. this church.
Yes.
God showed me in that third year that we're going to have such an explosion with membership. And this is that third year.
All right.
And I got a little impatient.
Mm-hmm.
My God, help me, Lord.
It's all right.
I got a little impatient just trying to help God out. But it's God's will.
Yes.
I'll keep passing out flyers. I'll keep working on my family. I don't see them in church today and they're going through. I'll keep telling people at my job. I'll keep preaching this gospel. I'll keep giving my money. I'll keep believing. I'll keep fasting. I'll keep praying. I'll keep coming. I'll keep serving. I'll keep God's will in the center. You got to keep coming, church. You got to keep praying for your family. You gotta stay on your children. You gotta go. Go to God when all else fails. Only God. Only God is keeping his things together. Only God is keeping us in the right mind. Only God. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but his Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. Work on my children. Work on my mind. Work on my marriage. Work on my ministry. Lord, you do it. Would you please hand it over to me? The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him. Certain burdens we're still carrying, the certain weight of the past, that thing is still attached to you. You truly have not let it go fully yet. That's why God is saying, I need to sever that thing. Will you let me do surgery for God's sake? Will you let me get rid of it? It's not mind over matter. Your willpower can't do it. Your good heart can't do it. Your good intentions can't do it. Only me.
Thank you, Lord.
I was so angry for most of my young life, and that's why you need to know today, God is always on time.
Yes.
He's not slack concerning his promises. God is always on time. He's on schedule. God is on schedule with your life. We think we wasted years, and we think we have regrets. We go through midlife crises. We get all depressed, but we ain't accomplished in life. God is right on schedule. We live life in regret. What I could have did, what I should have did, how many years I wasted on that no good. God is saying, I'm right on schedule. I don't go by your clock. I don't go by January through December. I don't go by the fact that it's 2008. I don't go by the age that you are now. I'm God. I'm God. All by myself. The book of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop right there because I do see that we have a call, and I do want to talk to this caller, amen. So I'm going to put this caller on the air, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, welcome to Power in the Word, you're on the air.
Praise God, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you today, women of God?
Yes, the same. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Amen. Now, you're calling in. I said, okay, now who's calling in the middle of this message? There must be a word here.
Oh, praise be to God. I'm just, no. What happened is I can't listen any other kind of way because when I click on it to, like, hear without calling in, it doesn't, for whatever reason, I can't do that. And I'm not able to access the chat room. I've been having some serious technical difficulties. The devil.
Oh,
so
amen.
I just wanted to hear the message.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
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 I'm just supporting. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Just a powerful word from the Lord. And God is moving. And Pastor was preaching. I want to share a little bit. And he's preached about 25 minutes, and I want to share a little bit about, you know, how God is still reminding us to keep the foolish things in the forefront of our minds. You know, to keep the foolish things in the forefront of our minds. And I wanted to just share, and he was talking about, you know, just the foolish things. He's talking about failure, you know, how we sometimes keep failure in front of us when God wants us to move on and to move beyond the fact that we have failed at some things.
And
to keep our focus, you know, and Pastor Anthony was talking about, and you know, I played, like I said, I played about 25 minutes of the message. And he was just talking about, you know, keeping the fact that God will use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Yes, that's
because
powerful.
Because we want to walk in our own wisdom, and God is saying no. God
that's
is saying
right.
no.
Ooh.
It is not your wisdom. It is not your intellect. It is not what you think. It's not your methodology, you know, you know.
That's right.
Feel like you want to do to put your hand in my work and begin to take credit for it, thinking that you're doing it, when in fact it's really one Lord, it's our Lord who is sovereign over all, who is doing the work in our lives.
Yes, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit,
says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And I came in right at the nick of time, because I came in and he was saying something so profound. He was talking about how, you know, the enemy likes to come against us. I missed my season. I spent so many years doing this. Oh, my God. And you know, I was kind of somewhat going through that. So that was a right now word for me. Praise be to God.
Amen.
It's like
praise
God was saying, forget about that and stop measuring yourself. Don't measure yourself by other people, because you're on my time schedule, not anyone else's. So keep moving and keep your eyes on me, and you will be able to walk on the water. But
Amen.
The moment you take your eyes from looking onto Jesus, you're going to begin to sink just like Peter. Amen?
Just like Peter. Amen.
Yes,
praise be to God. And that's the thing. So I wanted to share a little bit about that, because I'm having a personal time in my life right now. On Sunday, we were at my mom's house, and she was having a Super Bowl celebration. Now, this is after this word. This is after this powerful, powerful word. And for those of you who were listening, you know, God's timing is everything, and it's not by chance that Lady Renee called in, because God wants me to speak this out, and I wasn't going to do it today, but I'm going to be obedient to God. And I just want you to know, who were listening, who wanted the wholeness of that particular message, for any offering of any amount, I'll send it to you. For offering of any amount, I'll send you that CD that was just playing, and the name of that word is Don't Be Foolish, and the conclusion is just so powerful. So if you want to continue to hear the rest of that word, just email me. If you don't have a seed to sow, just email me, and I will send it out to you at Power in the send me an email at Power in the Word 1, that's the numeric number 1, at yahoo.com, and I will send that out to you, the CD. That's the CD that you want to get for your collection, and I am asking for an offering to support the ministry.
Amen.
Because you, by being a blessing to the ministry, you will be blessed. But that's a message that you want to hear over and over again. Pastor Anthony Simmons, don't be foolish. And again, like I tell people, don't let $5, $10, $15 or whatever the Lord puts it upon your heart stand between you and the Word of God. If you have it, send it. If you don't have it, send me an email, and I will get a CD out to you. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. But this is what God wanted me to speak. This is why, Lady Renee, you had to call in, because the Lord didn't want me to go off the air without sharing this testimony. God's timing is everything. We were, after this word, after this powerful, powerful word, on Sunday, we went to my mom's house to watch the Super Bowl, and we were watching the Super Bowl, and the Giants won. Amen.
Yes,
everybody knows that.
Yes.
Everyone on the East Coast was rooting for the Giants.
Yes, yes.
So the Giants won in the fourth quarter. And it's amazing how God will even show you symbolically in something secular how he can move at any time.
That's
you know,
right.
It might be the end of the game. You might feel like it's the end of the game for yourself and for your season and for your ministry or for your family or for your children. You may feel like it's the end of the game, but with God, just one word from God, just one touch from God
can
change the dynamics of everything that's going on in your life. And I just want to let somebody out there know that it's not over until God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's
that's
not
right.
over.
Hallelujah. Woo.
My God. until God says it's over. And that's what Pastor was saying. When you call that season, you might feel like you failed and you missed your season. But seasons come. God said, as long as the earth is in existence, there will be seed time and there will be harvest time.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So that season will come again. You just stay with God and stay connected to the vine. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But right after the Super Bowl went off, right after the Giants won in that fourth quarter, my mother's phone rang. My mother's phone rang. And it was my sister calling up from Florida. And my sister calling from Georgia, and she was calling us to let us know that my father, who lives in Florida, had gone home to be with the Lord. Girl, my mother went into the kitchen, and she was in there crying, you know, because she and my father are still married, but they've been separated for, my God, since I was 10, and I'm 46 years old.
Wow.
So for 26 years, my father and my mother have been separated. Amen. And this was another thing. See, God's timing. You can't beat God when timing comes, because we happened to be at my mother's house. My sisters, all of my sisters and myself and my husband happened to be at my mother's house when she got the news that her husband, whom she had been separated from, but she still loved dearly, had been gone home to be with the Lord. So we were there, and she got that news, and we were able to comfort her during this time. And for me, who had not been in relationship, in close relationship with my father, I love my father, but let me tell you something. My father and I have had a restored relationship for the past 13 years.
Praise God.
Let me tell you something. I was mad at my father from the time I was 10 years old until 10, 13 years ago when the Lord came into my life in a powerful way.
Yes.
So you have to know that our God is a God of restoration. Amen.
Yes. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody out there today that God can restore those relationships that you feel like are dead. And
oh,
I
you're talking
know.
To me. Glory. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know what God was doing in my life when he had me forgive my father. I thank God that when my father went home to be with the Lord on this past Sunday, that I didn't have a heart of stone.
Yes,
that the Lord
on.
Had given me a new heart, amen,
yes,
and
yes.
God had given me a new heart, and I was able to shed tears. I didn't know that how I would feel when my father passed away. I often ask myself, because my father has been sick for a lot of years, and I often ask myself, how will I feel when he dies? Because there was a time, and I'm talking to somebody out there today, there was a time when I hated my father. I hated him. And somebody asked me years ago how I felt about my father. And I said, I hate him. And as a result of that, I hated all men. And my relationship with men was a result of my relationship with my father, where I felt like I had to make men suffer. Because my father abandoned me when I was 10 years old. But when I got the news that my father had died, when he not died, because my father was a Christian, amen, and he's in glory with God. And I celebrate that today. You hear me, Lady Renee? I celebrate the fact that my father is with God today in heaven. And I was able to shed some tears when I got the news of his passing, because I was really sad because of the end. Amen. This is the end of so much for me in my life. This is it's the end, but it's a new beginning. It's the end, but it's a new beginning. And that's, again, another word for somebody out there, that some things may seem like they have come to an end in your life. But prophetically speaking, I want to tell you that it is not the end, but it is a new beginning for you.
Yes.
It is a new beginning for you. So God gave me a heart of flesh. He took away the heart of stone that was so hard, that was so cold, that was so bitter, that was so hateful, that blocked so much and so many of God's God's blessings in my life, and you got to let that heart of stone go for real. You need to release that old bitterness and that old anger and begin to forget about the failure. Forget about the failure of your own life and the failure of those people who were supposed to be carrying you, those people
yes.
who were supposed to be covering you, those people
yes.
who were supposed to be providing for you, and you have to forget about that and move on, because it's a new day in Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
It's a new
Amen.
Day in Jesus, and we'll be moving on to Florida. Amen. We'll be going to Florida this year, this week. To bury to funeralize his remains, because thank God he is with Jesus. My father did some horrible things in his life, amen. But in the end, the last 5 years of his life, before he even asked for forgiveness, God had moved my heart to forgive him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to begin to be happy in my marriage, and that's why I do this, Lady Renee. That's why I do what I do, because God has given me a brand new life, and people don't believe me, but I'm serious. God showed me through the passing of my father that my life is brand new,
yes,
and that I am
yes.
a new creation in Christ, and all of that old horrible stuff in the past that I had to come face to face with on Sunday.
Yes.
People don't realize I had to come face to face to
yes.
some stuff that I had to say, are you walking with God for real, or is this a fairy tale? And I'm here to tell somebody out there who's listening today that this walk with God that you're on is not a fairy tale. This is for real. God is
yes.
real. God
yes.
is able. He's awesome. He's all-powerful. And the thing that God reminded me of my time with him today, he said, I will again comfort you during
yes.
this time. He said,
yes.
I will again bring you out of this time, this low period in your life. And I'm telling you, I'm rejoicing today.
Amen.
And I just got the news Sunday that my father
Ooh.
Went home to be with the Lord. But I'm rejoicing because God is able, and I had to go to my Bible.
Yes.
I had to go to the Word. And God reminded me through the Word that he is still the one true God. And,
yes.
you know, nothing can shake the foundation of Christ that he has my feet on.
Yes.
You know, he has put my feet in high places like a deer, you know,
yes.
like that is a deer.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Where I'm able to stand up with Christ, I'm not on this earth anymore. This earth is not your home. If you're a
Amen.
Christian out there today, you have to hear me.
Yes.
This earth is not your home. We were playing a sermon from my husband, Pastor Anthony, and I want to welcome Evangelist Jay Luciano to the program. He's
Praise
on the chat
God.
Room. And everybody else in the chat room, I want you to hear this today. Some people out there, you're going through some stuff. You have some circumstances. I don't know if we have another caller here. I'm going to see if we have another caller here, because I believe we have another caller here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this to those of you in the chat room. You're going through some circumstances right now, and you might feel like it's the end. You might feel like you can't come up out of this thing. You might be going through some stuff in your marriage, with your family, with your children, with your finances, because I've been through all of that and a whole bunch more. You might have some stuff from your past where Pastor Anthony was talking about letting it go, letting that old anger go, letting the bitterness go. Let God be God in your life, and every man a liar. Let God be exalted, and let everything else, all of those circumstances that you're going through, everything that you're encountering right now, is nothing compared to the glory of God.
Amen.
It's nothing compared to what God wants to do in your life. Look, this stuff that we're going through right now is temporal. This is nothing compared to eternity. When I think about the fact that I buried my sister in June of last year, my oldest sister, and then I'm burying my father on this Saturday. When his remains, their remains, amen, because they're not
amen.
There. They're not there anymore. You know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
And to know that God is still able, and I'm still able to lift my head up off of the pillow and praise God, yet will I praise him.
Amen.
And I don't, my God. You got to get this. I want you to get this. If you don't get anything else during this last few minutes, you have to get the fact that you must be about your father's business while you're here on this earth. Stop looking at your circumstances. It's not until death. As long as you have breath in your body, you can make it beyond the circumstances that are being presented to you during this present time. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Do we have another caller? You're on the air.
Yes, Pastor Simmons, God bless you and lady. I had similar, this is Priscilla.
God bless you.
Your checks keep coming
back to me. And I know it's just one of those things that the enemy wants to have a handle on. So in the middle, when you said the seeds, I keep getting it back. If you can just announce your address over your radio, I will make sure that the love offerings go back to your ministry.
My God. And you know, I thought about that, Sister Priscilla. I know you've been wanting to sow into this ministry. And for those of you who are listening, Sister Priscilla has been prophetess, the prophetess who's on the line with us, has been sending a love offering to our ministry. And we are in the midst of a financial need in our ministry. That's why I did say we do need the offerings. Amen.
I just tuned in very late, and it's so a matter of divine. And I'm here bawling about your dad. I'm not sure what part of Florida your father was in, but my prayers go out to you. And I was in the middle of doing my studies this morning and got caught up and looked at the clock and knew that just the radio station was almost done. And it spoke to my spirit because I was reading through the book of Exodus, and I related just that to your father, where God said that he took the Israelites the hard way because he wanted them to trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just equated that to your dad because I said, you know, had she not had that experience with her dad, she may not even be the seasoned woman of God that she is today.
Amen.
And so, you know, that may not ease, but we know the word of God, and that's what he does. And I know for myself, we want the easy way, but we're going to trust in him. You know how many people now will be blessed just by hearing your testimony about the relationship with your dad?
Amen.
So therefore, God let you have that struggle, rekindle the relationship with your dad so you can bring that many more people out.
Amen.
And I wouldn't have never gathered that, but I just got finished studying that, so I'm not going to hold any more of your time. But what God showed me is that he said, you know, Priscilla, this is your season for sowing into Pastor Simmons' ministry. I don't know why he said it. That's what he said. And he did something even crazier. He said, in the book that you wrote, the one that's not really for you, 30% of whatever you sell goes to the ministry. So, Pastor Simmons, all I can say is just receive it, because I've been stripped so much in my life that I thanked him this morning, because I wouldn't be trusting in him this way, because it would have been all about me.
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
What I have to offer. If you would give me your address, and I keep saying, you know, it keeps coming back. I'm going to send it to you with all of these stickers that the post office gave me back so that I can sow into your seed. And you'll get them monthly, because that's what the Father said that I should do.
Amen. Praise God
what
for
is,
your obedience. And I'll give you my address now. The address, send it to a new address, and that would be DPC. David Peter Charlie.
Okay.
/ NCCM, New Creation Christian.
Okay.
And that's 41 Watchung, WATCHUNG Plaza.
Okay.
And that's in Montclair, New Jersey,
07042.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Blessings to you and Lady Renee, and I'll.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank
keep
you.
On
God
plugging
bless
away,
you.
And you have a safe trip, Pastor.
Thank you.
Sinden,
and
to
thank
you and
you
your family.
Thank you. And thank you for your prayers. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you for your obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Evangelist
yes.
Jay Luciano has rendered a scripture, 1 Peter 2:19. God will bless you for this, he says. Mm. If you endure the pain of undeserved suffering because you are conscious of his will.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then in Acts 5:41, the scripture he's also posted is, as the apostles left the council, they were happy because God had considered them worthy to suffer disgrace for the sake of Jesus. My God, my God, hallelujah. God
yes.
bless you,
Ooh.
Evangelist.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, Prophetess Priscilla. God bless
yes.
you, Lady Renee.
Yes.
God has used all of you today to bless me, and I know that I had to come on today, y'all. Devil was
yes.
like, don't go, but God was like, you must go, because
amen.
My work goes on. My work goes forward, amen.
Yes,
so
amen.
In this last 25 seconds, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to let you know, don't let anything stand between you and the work of God. And it may seem callous for some for me to be here, but it is God's will that I remind you all that he is a restorer of the breach.
Yes.
That's the word right there.
Yes.
He's a restorer of the breach, and
thank
I would have
Father.
Never thought that I would still have a relationship.
Praise God.
I would have never thought that I would still have a relationship with my father after all that passed through. But the thing that I remember most is that he is with Jesus, and then I love him for the man that he was. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God. That's the end of our program today. Lady
yes.
Renee, thank you so much for
oh,
calling
Oh, you're
in.
Welcome. You're welcome, and my condolences to you as well, and I will keep you in prayer. And when you get a moment, give me a call, Pastor Rebecca. I would like to know if you received some CDs I sent to you.
Amen.
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 Okay,
amen.
So when you get a moment, just give me a call, okay?
Amen. Praise God. I will speak to you soon. I will call you. I will call you. God
yes.
bless you.
God bless
Have
you.
A blessed day.
Yes.
God bless you, and I love you.
I love you too, Pastor
amen.
Rebecca. And
amen.
I will be keeping you and your family in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. And that is it for today's ministry program. And I thank God for Lady Renee and Evangelist Luciano and also Prophetess Priscilla. You know, all of these people have added immensely to my life over the past few months. I want you all to know that God is still good and he's still worthy to be praised. And I do thank him for the experiences of my life because I know that's where my oil comes from. Amen. Amen. And that is where your oil comes from. So allow yourself to be pressed so that God can have his way in your life on earth as it is in heaven. He has already preordained the ministry that he has for you to do. So just do what God has called you to do in spite of your circumstances, in spite of everything that's going on in life. Let God be God in your life. Amen. And praise God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.
Yes.